Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
I'm doing a podcast while...
G'day.
...walking down the streets of Croydon past a busy road. I'll move away from it fairly soon. Down, it's something called Clyde Street. I'm passing the Gents and Ladies Hair Stylists and Hair by Norman Jay. It's a sort of a hair precinct, I suppose, around here. We're coming down to a mattress outlets showroom coming down here. So that's would be a film I might pop into that. But what I want to do is just basically talk about the research paper strategy. My God, there's a... You can even get a strategy doing that. Now, I'm just going to cross the road here. It seems that almost everything I do lines up to be a strategy. So what's happened here... this rehab strategy. I've got about an hour and a half of walking time. Just going to pop in here to this showroom as my wife's... Sorry, I'm just doing a... walking around doing a podcast. Yeah, and it goes to an international audience. I've just got some time to kill. And I saw... You see so few manufacturing here. So, look, I'll just... Do you mind... I'm just doing... They only hear me from the thing.
Alan's one, eh?
Alan's one. I've picked up from there. I can't play it back. Matthew. So, this is... You see so few manufacturing stuff in Australia.
Yeah, I know. It's been hit hard. All the sort of imports have sort of killed everything, unfortunately. But, there's still people on Australian made, so... We're here to accommodate, hopefully.
And you've got your... is there anything special making your mattresses, or...?
Oh, no, not really. We're just making the best as we can. You don't want any mattresses coming back with any problems, so... We got a pretty good record. You sometimes get things that go wrong, but that's what the warranty's there for, so...
Excellent.
Yeah.
And... people pay a huge amount of money money for mattresses. That was just amazing.
Oh, yeah, look, the majority of the time they pay those exorbitant amounts are because, you know, the bigger retailers, they got a lot of overheads. So they've got staff, big rent, advertising. So they've got to bump up their prices to accommodate for all that. But we're a small factory and, you know, we can beat them by a fair bit. So, yeah.
That's a fair amount. I can see the actual wooden frames underneath there. That's the wooden, you set off with wooden frames.
That's it. That's where the base is, and we do lounges as well, and we do mattresses, so we do the whole bit.
Jeez, is that some, what's that cardboard over there?
Yeah, that's cardboard. That's for packaging. So when we do the corners of the bases, see those corners there on the bottom?
All right.
Yeah, so they don't get damaged, so it's just for packaging.
Amazing. Yeah. And it's something where you don't want too much capital.
No.
Capital works. You just exactly. It's hand labour.
Exactly. So everything's made by us. I've got another guy. So we used to have a huge factory in Lewisham. We used to make them over there. We were there for about 15 years. But we had a fire in 2010. The whole thing went up. So now we sort of downsized. And if we still had that big factory, I don't think we would have survived. So...
Because the volumes have crashed.
It's all changed. What we used to make, what it costs us just in material to make a mattresses, the importers were selling it for that price. So you couldn't compete. So you just had to sort of switch it up. So, yeah, so we're competitive, but, you know, imports are imports. There's no guarantee.
I really don't know how the importers do it. The stuff is so cheap.
Yeah, they don't, you know, when we buy foams, we buy the foams from here. All the components, though, spring manufacturing no longer exists in Australia. It's all imported.
I must admit, the spring science is absolutely amazing. I used to build stuff using springs. I've got a bit of story I might tell the listeners a bit later. So that's, I don't want to stop you. I don't want to be the podcaster,
right.
which puts you out of business.
I'm going to kick you out in the next 5 minutes anyway.
Okay, well, look, you won't find it. It's just about a few a few hundred people overseas, mostly interested in listening to me. I'm trying to rehabilitate by podcasting.
Oh, very good.
Pretty crazy. Very good. And so they're not... You might get a sale. Someone might phone you up from...
If we get a sale, then it's worth the visit.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
It was worth your visit, for sure.
Okay, well, I'll see. I can't even remember the bloody... It's near Russia. The Ukraine.
Okay.
Heaps of Ukrainian viewers. I don't know what they are.
What and they want to export it? Mate, it's going to cost the bomb.
What country are you from originally?
My parents are from Lebanon. So they're from Lebanon. But I grew
up
here.
You're as Aussie as...
Oh.
Aussie's the next bloke.
Yeah. Have meat pies every day. Watch the footy.
And have random people visit the...
On a podcast.
Yeah. Look, I was actually coming down the road. I'd turn down here for a quiet road to like a podcast on. Mm-hmm. And Mattress Showroom. And I was reading. Yeah. Hair shop. Pizza shop, fishing shop. You know, I didn't say that to the viewers.
Mattress shop. What's going
mattress
on?
Mattress shop. I was like, wow. And I come across here. There's heaps of mattresses here. It seems quite. And is that manufacturing I'm seeing here? So you're one of the last.
The lucky last. All the guys in Sydney, they've all disappeared. Only AHB, which is a big company, they've been around for ages, and another one or two people, and that's it.
I was an engineer, and you can't get anything built.
Nah. There used to be a spring maker in Lansvale. It used to supply everybody. Things change, economy changes. You can't do it anymore. They're just importing. Now he's stopped springs. There's no market. Everyone's importing their own.
Amazing.
So, yeah, there's no... Unless you got your own spring machine... It's not going to work.
Well, I'm going to rehab, which I'm trying to do at the moment, but then I'm going to rebuild Australia. I'm going to build it one manufacturing person at a time.
But have you seen that guys on, you've probably seen the advertisements, koala mattresses?
No, I haven't seen koala mattresses.
They're advertising, they're on the internet, they're everywhere.
Are they importers?
No, they're manufacturers. It's made here. Yeah. The only thing is... There's no spring. The whole thing's made out of foam. So that cuts out the spring problem.
All right.
so the whole match is made out of foam, but yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And so the spring's the killer?
Oh, it's not the killer. It's just, you got to import your own. Because hardly anyone... Does springs anymore, unfortunately. It's a bit hard.
There's an opening for me if I get better. Oh. But okay, I'll leave you to it. I feel really bad putting the last spring, the last manufacturer here. I might see a few other factories as I go here. Perhaps not. All right, see you. So there you go. That is Australia, where the shit's been kicked out of us by China. We can't manufacture anything here anymore. Imagine, like a huge, wealthy, remote population. So the volumes here, the salaries are high, the volumes are low. We're just basically here taking the mines for China, and sort of the... businesses go in, I could do this, there's all these risks, I can import. But the entire thing about importing is that you can import from six places and therefore spread your risk and all that type of stuff, or the market goes down, you're just an importer, you've got no overheads, you've got no people to supply. So that's the basic problem with Australia. If you're going ahead, just reading this through, nice quiet place, I've got to check the time here, and 11:16. What I'm doing is just talking about research papers and what's going ahead. So why do you write research papers? Well, once you're a researcher, you're always doing research, you're always writing a research paper, and you read back over them, and they're different types for different parts of your life. So when you're in your research institution, there's sort of a narrow focus. You've got to research whether A is greater than B with all these parameters. Well, you get A is greater than B or less than B, and Bob's your uncle, you've got a research paper. But the scenario is a bit different when you're cut loose and abandoned. You've got so much more to do for each step. You actually need almost like a research arm to guard you forward. It's very much, oh, there's a lovely little ginger kitten. Do you want to do it? Oh, can you meow at me? No, a bit scared. Scared underneath. When you're sort of abandoned by yourself and you're doing your research, you've got so much more to do. You don't have the basic peers to review all the time, to cut you back down, to focus and mould it, which happens if you're in a research group. But you've also got to do a lot more with that research. That research has to do a lot more, whereas it's in a research institute is to get the publication, to get this part of this. It's more broad, and I sort of put my mind back to Castaway, the thing with this is stroke things coming across. I can't remember his name. From he did Forrest Gump and Woody and I can see him, but I can't do it, and you know, I'm not going to get the name of the actor. But Castaway, if you're abandoned Castaway, you have to do a lot of things. You've got to get the food ready, get the water ready, food, drink, keep yourself in the right. You've got to speak to yourself the entire time. And if you're in that way, you do a different type of research. And so, essentially the research frame provided initially a framework to go forward, to say, well, if I'm doing this, I'll have to, you know, very broad goals, have to do some electronics. And, you know, this sort of research analysis is I could do this. This will probably take me 6 years to work. And you start off, and there's a motivator. So you're actually in the context. There's a little park down here. I might cross it. I do have this. You probably don't want to hear this piece of phlegm in my throat. This is really, really grabbing there, making sure I don't get run over as I cross here. So we're passing through a little piece of parkland, and there's this whole series, a whole Hampton called Little Park, and it's got a huge number of park rules. Council has prohibited the following on this reserve: no fires, no camping, no drinking, no unleashed dogs, no horses. I don't know how big this is. The size of a suburban house block. No motorcycles, no golf or archery, no littering, no damage from park facilities. And it showed someone with a big chopped down. And there's only one tree here anyway, so surely it must be a much bigger section of park than to have something like that up there. Okay, and so the combination of focus on getting yourself better, the rehab, sort of don't pay attention to what the other people are doing and what should or shouldn't happen. You've got to get out there and rehab. It's just one aspect, and then research. Then just sort of like, I imagine some sort of vague triangle type of stuff going forward. So the research that you do progressively gets you building things, and at one stage I was building I'm still building a integrated sensor station. And as it comes together, you build one, you build a couple of different things, and you can hear the birds here. Isn't it pretty amazing? What it says is a flood zone, and this house next to it, it's a big channel through the ground. Watching it, a few weird odd things. You're just working through on that, and things are beginning to to lock together or stick together. So this is building one task. The component's over. Having built one goes into another, and the solution actually says, oh, this looks good. What would be the story for it? So it's actually not the story. Some of the story leads to the invention. Some of the time the invention leads to the story. So having written out this first research paper, complete garble shit. I think on Magpie Sports, Western Suburbs Reading Football Club. Oh, this is such... Oh, God. This is such a classic. I can't believe. This is such a classic club. I'm going to sneeze as well. Oh, this is... Wow. You can't describe how sick this club is. It's got a broken neon sight picture of Australia. There's the football fields there, a series of football fields, trains going up, and it just looks completely destitute, horrible thing, real real rundown club. You're going to get a combination going through. So oh my god, and you can see that people are chucking things out, and they're chucking out some really old crap outside. Okay, and some of the architecture is hideous plus. I just cannot describe how hideous some of the architecture is that I'm walking past. So the first write-up clicks in, and besides some people putting some lovely time into reading it and coming back and doing it, the fixing is sort of like a boat you put together and you you seal it up. At big points, you don't look at the overall boat design, you look at having actually put it together, trying to actually make it seaworthy where the actual design isn't there. So going forward, there was, I think my brother sent up a, g'day mate, sent up a, don't cast the first stone. I am definitely, absolutely stark raving crazy to come across. basic stuff, and at this stage I'd be going into podcasting, and I had this long written message on how to write essays, very complexly written, and it's written in such a way that it's actually was best put into a podcast form. So you just stick the file, get it to read, and read the whole file, put it on your podcast, listen to it several times. As you go through it several times, they say the basic, some of the basic do's and don'ts of writing a formula. So this is interesting. This is a river coming up here, and a walkway along a river. Nice to see coming up here. This is tucked away in industrial or old industrial rust belt Western Sydney, and some sort of electricity crew here gearing himself up. Or be suspicious for, oh no, he's there's wood chipping all the trees around here. Here's the g'day mate.
Podcast mate, is it?
Oh yeah, it is a podcast. Sorry, you can say anything you want to the people overseas. What's happening is that I've had strokes, right? And so it's, you know, these people overseas are following me as I'm learning to speak.
Oh,
so,
awesome. You sound all
right. Oh yeah, it's the, yeah. Most people you want to shut up. I would. So I'm just doing it, and so I have to do
talking.
do talking. I do probably 4 podcasts a day.
Nice.
And I just goes in there.
Nice.
And you whack it.
Is it live or stream?
No. Oh, it's,
do it later.
It's practical. It's picking you up. So this is a directional microphone. So it only picks up in that way. So,
okay.
So they don't pick up the traffic noise. And just a really snapshot. Employer, just drop you off as a piece of shit.
Your employer?
The employer. This is the education department. And then the doctors said, hang on, heal yourself and forget about them, just focus on getting better. And so I have. So that's the
story. Nice. Good luck.
This is a nice little story.
All the best.
You want to say hello to lots of people in Ukraine. All funny. Well, Ukraine's a great country, but all countries around. Do you want to say hello from Australia?
Hello from New Zealand and Australia.
Are you the Kiwi from living in Australia?
You're Kiwi, are you?
Yeah, I try to be most days.
I should have picked it. And yeah. So you're...
There's no sheep around here.
You're trying to actually save this power line where the trees are growing next to it or something like
that. Yeah, because infrastructure overrides vegetation.
As it does, yeah. As it should.
Yeah, it's on fire, and you guys want to have power tonight, so I'll leave you with it. All the best.
Okay, right. Yeah, sorry for. And I hope I haven't distracted you at the key point in time. All right, see you.
All the best.
Yeah, so there you go. It's very obvious that you're podcasting. Okay, so we're up to the stage of the basics of writing a paper, the mechanics of it. And it's about the idea that you have a paragraph with a topic, single idea, a body, support, evidence, and then a conclusion. And in order to do that, you have to. You set up a spreadsheet. And then it's what's called concatenate. That's actually stick strings together. And with Google Sheets, the concatenate term is the ampersand. So there's a limit to what you can do there. I put the ampersand there. So that gave a way of having short paragraphs, shorter paragraphs, single idea paragraphs. Tick, tick. Getting that basic stuff off, and then quality control, because you can pick up sentence by sentence quality control, and then obviously writing it up with spreadsheets, you can actually structure it such that it filters, puts it to audio podcasts, goes along. And so that's, if you can imagine all of a sudden having flight controls to actually put an idea forward. Now the problem with this is that as you go forward, I selected a fairly simple thing, just to write up the duck experiment. This is an experiment with a solenoid and a dancing duck inside it. So this is a plastic box, circular solenoid, and as I've shown it, kids have said you should have this, and I thought, rather than say no, well, I'll do that. That feature will cost $1. That feature will cost $5. I may as well do it for this to keep the kids engaged for a certain amount of time. So that's the logic. So I have this box and then show it off and realize that the fundamental aspects that it's supposed to show, which is, I suppose, something to do with magnetic fields, that people actually don't know. And so this is a crisis which you're getting in there. You want to make it such that it can go forward, but you got the crisis of the person, people not knowing. Now, of course, this crisis of someone else not knowing something is not fodder for a research paper. So a research paper is you don't know it and someone else might know it, but that's a small effect. It's something to respectfully comment about them, but someone not knowing it doesn't come in and actually play a major role. going into it. So I think this is the fundamental problem, in that me going forward, I have a whole heap of people who don't know. Okay, so these are the park rules stuff, so they've obviously had another them and stuck them up their shit. So it's a structurally, the research paper was crap. It's sort of like it's crap anyway from the go-get, due to problems. Remove the problems, and then there's a series of problems. It's problems that, yes, stroke, putting too many ideas in one paragraph, the lack of structure, lack of people ever reading back what you do. So I think this is a floodway channel. This is why they've got all the sports fields here. The houses can't actually develop quite on top. Let's check what the time is here. 11:32, got an hour to go across. So what we're doing is that the research papers and the actual research and the support mechanism all have gone into a heap, as I'm really focusing on getting better. And there's sort of no one to report to. It's all in a mess. In the mess, I've immediately basically done the major tick off of actually trying to improve things. or do rehab. There's podcasting and electronics, so that's that's a major tick. So if I'm sort of stopped from doing that, that's not correct. So overall, I'm heading in the correct direction, but in a complete basically a treadmill. Oh, this is blood oath. This is a road walk to Botany Bay. It's got a sign up here. So Botany Bay is the Cooks River. That's the Cooks River. There you go. Cycle away. And I'm going to have to walk along here and come back. And I'll be able to just read this sign to you. So walking up. It's beautiful sunny weather. Welcome to Cooks River Cycleway, which forms the part of the Greater Ryde to Botany Bay Cycleway, distance 23 kilometres. Cooks River Cycleway, approximately 8 kilometres, runs along the Cooks River from Bellafield to Tempe, with short on-road sections at Croydon Park, Canterbury and Earlwood. Cycleway construction was commenced in 1977 by Canterbury Council. Well, there you go. Thanks a lot. So there'll be a certain amount to go walk on. Then I have to walk up. So it's basically here, and here's a big map of it. My godfather. Look at this, it does actually go into Botany Bay. There you go. So we're here. Of course, I'm going to walk back at some stage. My godfather. Let's have a... I've got absolutely... There's Kempsey's school. And she was, I am totally lost looking at this here, Burwood Road, George's River Road, Federation Road. I'm just going to have a little bit of a walk around here. I've got a general direction to know about when I go back, so it'll be interesting to come here. Okay, let's get back to it. It's, to me, I think it's slowly emerging from disorderly research paper writing to slightly more orderly research paper writing. So this is sort of more hours focused on it, and more technique, getting a bit closer, still miles and miles away from anything you'd want to publish. Now, I could very much go to trying to publish something, but really I've got to get the content correct, and also the fact that it's as I write, I invent to push forward, and So some of the things, some of the invention or development is you write the research paper and you say, oh, well, look, let's go out and actually find definitively the best temperature probes and work out how that works. So that's development in the subject matter of the research paper. But then there's also the actual development of mechanisms within the research paper. And this is keep that closed thing, look at the structural problems and try and really think about what the actual structural oh my god, this absolutely stinks to high heaven. Sort of smells like, well, it's a mangrove swamp. I don't know if you've ever smelled a mangrove smell. It's not a pleasant smell. And of course along there there's all this these power lines. They're all chopping up like a dog's breakfast around here. There's rocks, trees everywhere and bits and pieces falling off. Now I'll just start to head back. So the issue here is that the fundamental aspect of a research paper, you know, when you really get down to it, is that it's your research papers normally deal with problems in your own understanding. Now, where this is complex is that I'm dealing with a problem in someone else's understanding, and a research paper, it really, you can't write a research paper about saying, look, someone else doesn't understand this and this is what they should do. That's, you'd write a letter to them, or there'd be a response system. Now, ideally, that's what I should be able to do. I should be able to write a letter to people and say, oh, look, this is not correct. And they go, oh, ideal. You know, there's a call centre in the education department. This is the curriculum is stupid call centre, and you can phone up. And if there's something rubbish in the curriculum, you could fix it up. Well, that doesn't happen. But the actual position of a research paper in order to actually go ahead isn't there. And so you have to have start to do things. One is get a sort of capture, nail down, work out. Okay, I'm just walking around here. That looks like, I don't know what that is. It looks like, so it should be a barbecue. And here's someone's couches. You can see it's a slightly poorer suburb because these couches are, oh, rubbish investigation, under investigation, dumped. Oh, well, okay, it's been dumped and now they're going to investigate it. So it's got a, they're not happy about it. So they're going to investigate it and remove it, I suppose. Okay, well, it does look like dumped crap. Yeah, so you have to provide machinery within your research paper to move forward, and also you have to provide machinery. So this is sort of a novel idea. This is you have to provide stuff within a research paper which you can say, well, that's the tool that I'm using is this. And then here is a tool for you to actually ascertain how you scale up on it. And so the tool is sort of gathering dispersed concepts and building it into a prototype. So you can have a concept prototype, a research prototype, a production prototype, and basically there's another type of prototype called an existing practice prototype, because people may not get what the existing practice is, so you have that there to show and think it's a physical model to look at. And so this is in the where the paper went blah, to actually pull back the individual comments into a section and form that into a prototype. Which is sort of like that's a major, I don't know, thing to think about. So you have your that, then you have a basic tool where people want to go in, they don't want to learn, and this is interesting, they don't want to learn and we don't want to assess, but they want to evaluate. So they want to evaluate, is there content in this paper that is novel? So this is a multiple choice for not learning, not for credentialing. This is actually for knowledge evaluation. So this is a new type of multiple choice question. And therefore it's got a simple structure. Rather than have four, it has two or three options. And the third option is always the right option. So people are cued ahead by its positioning wrong and right. Rather than just saying wrong and right, because it's a bit of a thing, you just tell them that it's there. So it's close, but slightly different. And because of the sort of nature of the structure I've done, this is obviously right for putting in spreadsheets, because I've already put the sentences into spreadsheets, and then constructing it, and then putting it into podcasts. So what you can do is that you can work on your quiz, and you can have two generations of quiz. First the quiz questions without the actual information, the explanation, and then quiz questions with the explanations as a resource. And this is a resource, as you realise it, the resources don't necessarily sit with the research paper, but they're in reference, just to give you a sample of them. And it's like a prototype, it's actually like a prototype, it's up and modifiable, which should perhaps have quality control of a date, time, number, a prototype registration, all this type of stuff. So you have on the internet and the internet site the location of the latest quiz. All you do is, if you update the quiz, you update that. You have an image of that prototype here. This actual prototype discipline has expanded a little bit. So just going again, so here is this person's fantastic. What a lovely place. This place has got buckets and buckets of lawnmowers and things. It's just a dream, and bird cages and lawnmowers, and it's just, and bikes. Bat mowers for sale, CNC. So you go in and you can buy an ancient lawnmower or bike or something like that. What a lovely place. As you come across, the rest of here is hideous three-story, I suppose you'd call it medium density housing. Once it goes medium density, you may as well have it. Yeah. May as well put us out of the misery and build a skyscraper. Because it just looks rubbish. Okay. This is the theory of prototyping. That is, a prototype has a function. Okay. A prototype has a credentialing, a place, a orientation. So a concept prototype stays on your desk as an assembly point for the concepts to come in. A research prototype has greater than necessary variability. And a production prototype is something which is going to go in production. So once it's a production prototype, you want to number it. Then you have modelling prototypes. Prototypes which are a model of in this case, the teaching process. Now, it may not be good maybe modified from time to time for the basic key concepts in there, but you can take it and pull it out. And then they're not intellectual. This is something, a prototype is something that you can, that is before the actual type. It's not it, it's something before it that you can look at it. So this is, you need a quick multiple choice quiz where you can check off whether you're up to date with the right answers and some of the wrong answers going out there. And you want to pick that up pretty quickly, and you want it in a way that, say, if you read it from end to end, your mind would blow. But it's something that you can say, okay, well, I'll pick that up and do it. And so whereas the actual everything is connected in terms of the actual physical duck in a box is connected into a system of storage, sort of charging, asset management, all that type of stuff. Overkill for the duck, but not for the other, for other aspects of it. That's in the system. Part of that system is the research paper. Part of the research paper is more and more prototypes. And so what essentially is, from the disorder of too much happening, now people looking on and say, who've got a sort of very quick turnaround here in terms of, you know, in my business or in my job, there's a sort of commercially viable time frame. That's usually a couple of hours, a day or a week. If something hasn't actually happened, some externality like your famous news crews come in, everyone pulls champagne, walks, you're gone. And so long as I've gotten, say, farmers who have, you know, how they took 10 years in Australia before they could actually work out how to grow anything. So we've sort of lost touch with our pioneer, struggling pioneer base of trying to get things done. So there's that, people looking into the chaos can't tend to be dismissive. You have to, you know, you're not listening. You're not listening, but you're factoring in what they've got to say. I don't know if that makes sense. You're not sticking your middle, your rude finger up at them and saying, you know, wanker and all that type of stuff. You're listening to them and saying, yep. It's like a court case. You've made your deposition. Let's hear from the prosecution. Let's hear from the defendant and the jury and that type of stuff. Their jury, they often point to a jury that you'll be successful, people will pay for you, you'll be famous, blah, blah, blah. And of course, that may be very good, but it means that I spend a lot of time in the cells waiting, not rehabbing. Whereas my jury is a slightly different jury, and that is where the actual physical thing shows itself. Then coming out that, take on board that it is disordered and disoriented, and
some of my blokes, it's a multi-story building up there somewhere, and I think it's further. I was there then this morning, and then they're not experienced. They went, so they, I didn't go all the way down this, up there, upstairs, and there you go.
Multi-story building, was it?
So it's so hot now.
It
so
is very hot, isn't it?
What I catch from here, I get a train, a bus or something to Croydon Park, and then I come from Burwood.
And you just see the multi-story building?
From get what?
You saw the multi-story building up there?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
What's about from here down to there? Forget.
You're going to catch the bus.
That's a turn and go to a bird to... It turn up there, will it?
Definitely.
Or down that way.
Oh, you don't know which way to go? Do you know which way to go?
Yeah, but I sent 3 blocks of my up to do a bit of work now and a bit of maintenance. I can't find them.
All right. So do you know how to get home?
So what do you think for me to get back to Burwood?
Burwood is in that
direction? Down there. Down there and then get down there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a long walk, mate.
Yeah, it's down that road that runs up the big hill there.
Yeah, you go up there and then up there. It's a long walk. Pop into the shop and ask for directions.
Maybe, that's right.
Or pop into McDonald's and ask.
So I better get there.
Yeah, Burwood's, that way's to Botany Bay, the sea, and up that way's to...
Where is the one that goes to?
Look, the best thing to do, if I can say, is that you walk up there, there's shops there, and they'll show it. And I know that Burwood.
This one will send me too far out. I live in Croydon Park.
Oh, well, this is Croydon Park up here.
Yeah.
Spot on. Yeah. So I would go up and...
Do I have a press here?
Yeah, I've got a press here. So it is hot. So right. if you're feeling hot...
I sent 3 blokes up. They're inexperienced. And I can't find them. I can't find them.
Do you have... are we going to have to cross?
No.
Do you have a mobile phone? Do you have one of these? Sorry, do you have a phone?
I haven't got,
So
I'm
what
getting
you?
Old. I don't know how old I am. I'm born 33.
Born 33. So that's let me go 63 and 19. That's 82.
Yeah.
Isn't that bloody it? That's
kicking all right, still, isn't it?
That's okay.
I come from Prussia, Ostpreussen.
All right.
I've been in on ships.
On the ships.
Used to go at Atlantic, older than that.
All right.
Yeah, I spent about 5-6 years on it because I finished up in charge, but they got a lot of Malaysian people and that on the ship. And they couldn't speak the language or nothing. I couldn't speak it, but I couldn't talk to them. You know, so it wasn't too bad.
So, do you know where in Croydon Park you live?
But I think I get down to there, and then I see kind of...
Well, you can pop into a shop and ask.
I live in Burwood Heights.
Burwood Heights. You live in Burwood Heights.
Burwood Heights.
Okay, well, just come with me.
It's not here.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.